Well, as I mentioned, today is the memorial of St. Martha. And one of the beautiful things about Martha and her sister Mary and brother Lazarus is that with this family, we actually see those who were Jesus's closest friends. Whenever you look at the Gospels, Jesus, when he is with this trio, is always in their home, which is a lovely thing to think about. Because you see, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus made Jesus feel welcome, particularly as he got towards the end of his earthly ministry. He went to them because their home was a place of refuge for Jesus, especially when the Pharisees were becoming more intentional in their desire to see Jesus dead. And so as we think about Martha, as we think today on this, her feast day, we hear these words in the Gospel of John. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Martha knew that Jesus loved her. And because of her experience of Jesus' love, they were indeed true friends. And as only true friends can do, Martha is able to speak to Jesus from her heart when 4 days after her brother's death, Jesus arrives. And these famous words, "Lord, if you were here, my brother would not have died." Think about Martha. Remember back in Luke when she says, "Here I am serving. Get my sister Mary to do the same," or words to that effect. You see, the thing about Martha is she speaks what's on her mind, and she is not afraid to tell Jesus her heart's desire. You see, here Martha was hoping that her brother would be cured from his sickness. And Jesus says, "Your brother will rise again." And as a good Jew, Martha had that understanding of the resurrection on the last day and says, "Lord, I know that he will rise again on the last day." And then we have what are some of the most famous words that our Lord ever spoke. "I am the resurrection. I am the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." These are the words of the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God. And here Jesus is saying, "I am the reason for being of all that exists. Without Jesus, we could not have life." And here Jesus is saying, "Not only am I the life that begins in the hereafter, I am the life that is present now through supernatural grace. As you come to me, as you draw close to me, we are able to, with Martha then, say, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." And so all of our earthly life needs to be lived with the understanding that Jesus is the resurrection, he is the life. One of the things that the church calls for priests and religious to do every day is the office of the hours. And in the office of readings for today, there is an amazing excerpt from a homily by St. Augustine on the feast day of St. Martha. And listen to part of what St. Augustine writes in relation to this idea that because Jesus is the resurrection and the life, it gives us this perspective. And so these are the words of the famous bishop. "Our Lord's words teach us that though we labor among many distractions of this world," isn't that great? There are so many distractions. I have trouble keeping my mind focused for 3 minutes, let alone five, right? Because there are just so many distractions. But he goes on to say, "We should have one goal, for we are but travelers on a journey without as yet a fixed abode. We are on our way, not yet in our native land. And we are in a state of longing, not a state of enjoyment," says St. Augustine. "But let us continue on our way, and continue without sloth or respite, so that we may ultimately arrive at our destination." And then Augustine goes on to say the following: "Because we know that we have an eternal abode, like Martha, we in the present want to learn to truly serve, that we want to make our lives Jesus' home. And so we think about it in this way. How do we make our lives Jesus' home? Well, of course, he is here in the tabernacle. And St. Jose Maria, the founder of Opus Dei, know how he referred to the tabernacle? He called it Bethany. Isn't that beautiful? That the tabernacle is the home where Jesus resides in this world. It is our Bethany. We will, in a few minutes, celebrate Eucharistic adoration, and so we will welcome Jesus on his altar. Whenever we receive Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity, we make our souls his abode. When we welcome him, when we show kindness and consideration to one another, when we serve the poor and those in need, when we take the time to truly be attentive and listen to someone who has a story to tell, we make our lives Jesus' home. And yet, says St. Augustine, and with this I'll conclude my homily, while in this life, like Martha, we want to make Jesus welcome, listen to these concluding words of Augustine's homily. But you, Martha, if I may say so, are blessed for your good service, and for your labors you seek the reward of peace. Now, you are much occupied in nourishing the body, admittedly a holy one, but when you come to the heavenly homeland, will you find a traveler to welcome? Someone hungry to feed or thirsty to whom you give drink? Someone ill whom you could visit or quarreling whom you could reconcile or dead who you could bury? No, there will be none of those tasks there. What you will find there is what Mary chose. There, we shall not feed others. We ourselves shall be fed. Thus, what Mary chose in this life will be realized there in its fullness. She was gathering fragments from the rich banquet, the Word of God. Do you wish to know what we will have there? The Lord himself tells us when he says, "Amen, I say to you," he will make them recline at table and he will serve. I never heard that before this morning. And that quote blew me away. What a beautiful perspective on our lives. A perspective that the church clearly understands, and at the beginning of today's Mass in the Collect, we prayed. Almighty ever-living God, whose Son was pleased to be welcomed in St. Martha's house as a guest, grant, we pray, that through her intercession, serving Christ faithfully in our brothers and sisters, that's this life, listen to what our collect then goes on to say, we may merit to be received by you in the halls of heaven. So here's the point of today's homily. As we make Jesus at home now, he is going to make us at home in heaven. St. Martha, pray for us, that we would be the kind of friend that you are to Jesus.